Moving on to Gurudeva, we've grouped them. So our first group, we have five groups if we have time to get through them all. Don't have to. We had six, but I felt for sure we wouldn't get through six groups. So we have five groups. The first group starts appropriately with self-realization. So the Mahavakyam is, the purpose of life is to realize the self. Sound good? Purpose of life is to realize the self. Gurudev goes on to say, the ultimate reason we are here on earth is to realize the timeless, formless, spaceless self-God within. So, in commenting on each of these, I wanted to comment on it in a way which brings out its uniqueness. In other words, in our parampara, you know, everyone's saying the purpose of life is to realize the self. It's not supposed to be a new statement. It's just a key statement. But Gurudeva's uniqueness is the description of the self. The precision of his description of the self is a unique statement. Timeless, formless, spaceless. Sometimes he would add causeless. Timeless, formless, spaceless, causeless. An emptiness which is a fullness. So it helps you get a sense of what it is. Otherwise, if you say realize the self, what is the self? Well, the self, it'll mean something different to each person. Because it's just not a specific term. But when you say, well, we're talking about the absolute, the transcendent, that which is timeless, formless, spaceless, which has no cause, which always is, isn't that wonderful? We have a sense of it. Helps us move toward us, move toward it. Helps us eventually realize it because we have a better sense of what we're trying to experience here. Moving on to the second one in the group. The group again is self-realization. We are in truth the truth we seek. Is the Mahavakya. We are in truth the truth we seek. So the uniqueness is you are already that which you seek. It's not a question of something happening in the future which makes you that. We are in truth the truth we seek. So it's distinguishing between becoming and being. Part of us is becoming Shiva, the soul body, is maturing. There's a process here which takes time. We're spiritually evolving. We're becoming, in our soul body, more and more like Shiva. But there's a part of us which is identical with Parashiva, with the self, and always has been and always will be. And it's not a case of becoming. We don't have to wait. We have to go through this, and this, for something to happen. No, it could happen right now. Because we're always the self. We're always Parashiva. It's a question of claiming that identity. So isn't that a unique emphasis? You know, this idea of, no, you're already that. Just realize that which you already are. Ready for group two? Group two, the nature of God. God Shiva is immanent love and transcendent reality. So that's worthy of being called a Mahavakyam. So the uniqueness is, Gurudeva not only speaks of the transcendent reality, but brings us into an understanding of that aspect of God Shiva, which is all pervasive. And he describes it as love, which is very helpful. We can see Shiva as an all-pervasive love that permeates the entirety of creation. It's inside of us, it's outside of us, it's everywhere, yet we can't see it. What a mystery. But someday we will. So understanding it is a second and a distinct aspect of God Shiva, and as having the nature of love brings forth a new concept, an important concept, to complement that of the transcendent reality, which you can't describe as love, can't describe it as anything. The next Mahavakyam, again on the nature of God, group two, God Shiva is the life of our life. Oh, what a great Mahavakyam. God Shiva is the life of our life. And this has the uniqueness of stepping down the experience of God to something so simple. It's so unique in that sense. All we have to do, as Gurudeva taught us, is look into someone's eyes deeply. Look beyond their external personality. Look beyond their intellect. Look deeply in their eyes and see the life. And you've seen God. Gurudeva says it so beautifully, I want to quote it here. Let me find it. Oh, it's up here. Here we go. Look beyond the individual's personality. Go deeper than his or her intellect and see the pure life energy as Supreme God Shiva himself. That's such a powerful phrase. I wanted to read it. The pure life energy as Supreme God Shiva himself. So everyone can experience God. Isn't it so simple? Who has made it so simple? God is the life of your life. I mean, it's a Tamil word. Uyir kuyir. I mean, it's there. It's not a new concept. But to step it down into this idea of just looking in the eyes, seeing the pure life force as Supreme God Shiva himself, is truly unique. Moving on to group three, the nature of man. Man is not man, man is God, is the Mahavakyam. So, again, Gurudeva has a unique approach which takes us step by step from wherever we are and moves us forward toward this identity. Lots of times, people have a negative self-concept, and that's where we're starting from. I'm a terrible person. I'm unworthy. Everyone else is better than I am. I'm hopeless. I shouldn't even go to the temple. I might defile it, you know, etc. We have this negative self-concept. That may be where we're starting from. Well, that's all right. Gurudeva says, okay, well, let's create a positive self-concept, and gives us tools for doing so in merging with Shiva. Lots of specific tools to move from a negative self-concept to a positive one. Mahavasana Daha Tantra. Flower offerings to parents. Positive affirmation. Understanding the philosophy. So forth. Lots of great tools there to move forward one step. But he doesn't stop there. Once we have a positive self-concept, we feel, I'm a worthwhile person. I'm contributing. If I go to the temple, that's all right. Then we can move even deeper and identify with our soul. We are a divine being, truly a spiritual being. That's our soul nature. This is who I am. My soul inhabits a physical body, and I have a personality and an intellect, but who I am is the soul. I'm a spiritual being. Okay, but we don't stop there, right? We keep going one more step, because the Mahavakyam is, man is not man, man is God. So we haven't got there yet. We're the soul. So then Gurudeva teaches us, well, look at the essence of the soul, which is Parashakti and Parasiva, which is all-pervading consciousness and transcendent reality, and identify with that. And then, man is not man, man is God. Next Mahavakyam on the nature of man, there is no intrinsic evil. Very important. So this is, again, focusing on helping us see each person as a divine being, no matter what they do. A very practical approach to relating to people. No matter how wrong they act, no matter how harmful a person they are, they're still a divine being. The person who does everything right and is helpful and the person who does everything wrong and is harmful are both divine beings. So this is a helpful perspective in terms of relating to other people, because it gives us a positive way of interacting with everyone, because everyone's on the spiritual path, whether they realize it or not. Some people are on it consciously, and others, most people, are not consciously on the spiritual path. But that doesn't mean they aren't. Everyone is progressing spiritually, and looking at everyone as a divine being is a helpful way of relating to them and helping them move along in their spiritual progress by improving their behavior. That's in our next pub desk. All of those on the island have helped me for a couple of weeks now perfect that talk. It's called Making Spiritual Progress Through Improving Your Behavior. Okay, moving on to group four. A joyful, peaceful life is the topic. So, start with a classic Mahavakyam, I'm all right right now. Isn't that a great one? I mean, it's just so simple, so charming. I'm all right right now. And the story, you know, Gurudeva created it when he was 12 years old or something, going home in the snow, afraid he was going to be late for his favorite radio program, some Green Hornet or something back there, you know. Something like Captain Midnight. Okay, Captain Midnight. That even predated the Green Hornet. This was before television, so... he was afraid he was going to miss his program, and he was worried about the future. But being a mystic, he said, I'm worried about the future. This is ridiculous. Here I am in the present, worried about the future, which is lessening my experience of the present. Isn't that ridiculous? I'm all right right now. Learning how to be content in the present and not worrying about the future. So many people these days are worried about the future. Even Hindu pilgrims who come here are worried, you know, terrorism, this and that, what's going to happen. So it's very important to not worry about the future, but to live happily in the present by feeling I'm all right right now. And Gurudeva calls that the eternity of the moment, which expands beyond that to not think too much about the past. Because that can also be burdensome. Not to worry about the future, not to regret the past, but to live happily in the present moment is the goal. And again, Gurudeva gives us tools to learn how to do that. Just doesn't give us the theory, but emerging with Shiva helps us think less about the past, helps us think, worry less about the future. So that's, I'm all right right now. Of course, when it comes to a joyful, peaceful life, the Mahavakya, life is meant to be lived joyously. I have to put that in there, right? Life is meant to be lived joyously. So, this is important to remember. Because in being strict, in doing our sadhana, in being serious about making spiritual progress, we can get too serious. We can get somber. We can get unpleasant to be around. We're so serious. You know, we never laugh. We never smile. Children run from us, whatever. So this reminds us, you know, we can be strict without being somber, without being unsmiling and not showing happiness. Life is meant to be lived joyously. So it's okay to smile and laugh. In fact, it's important to smile and laugh and to have fun, and particularly you know, in the family, for the family to have fun and be a joyful place, a playful place, and not to get too strict with a lot of rules. We don't want to do that. It needs to be a happy, joyful, playful environment first and foremost, and any rules have to be secondary to that. The last one in this section, a joyful, peaceful life. The Mahavakyam is, for world peace, stop the war in the home. Lots of people talk about world peace. Lots of approaches to world peace. United Nations hopes for world peace. Religious leaders hope for world peace. Some people chant to yagams for world peace. Gurudeva's approach was about as practical as you can get. Okay, let's start in the home. Let's make the home peaceful, one home at a time. Starting in a very down-to-earth, practical way. There's nothing abstract. There are no generalizations. If there's children and spouse abusal in the home, then there's no chance for world peace. We have to eliminate it in the home so that those who live together don't hurt each other. But there's no beating in the home, no punishment of that kind, or no just abuse, which is even worse, taking place. So Gurudeva even, I'll give you the story. It's a nice story. Gurudeva came back from the United, it was after September 11th. Gurudeva was attending a meeting with some island leaders, and everyone was concerned, of course, about terrorism and discussing terrorism and chemical warfare. So Gurudeva said this idea that, well, when it comes to world peace and terrorism, you know, we start at home, and the chemical warfare we're dealing with on this island, of course, is drug abuse. It's a big problem among children. So we need to focus on our drug abuse on the island. That's the way we combat the chemical warfare that's going on. And the terrorism we fight is children being terrorized by their parents, wives being terrorized by the husband. We need to eliminate that on the island to make progress. So again, he brought it right down to the local level. Nothing general about it. The last group, group five, and we're right on schedule, is Hinduism. Hindu solidarity, a unity in diversity. Very important Mahavakya. So it's the idea, and Gurudeva put it into practice for many, many years through Hinduism Today and through attending lots of conferences with Hindu groups, through visiting Hindu swamis, that Hindus need to stand together as a force to be strong. But in standing together as a force, we don't have to give up our differences. All the sectarian differences that we have, we can maintain them and still be united just by respecting the fact that we're different. We have differences. We have four major denominations. Each one is distinct from the other. Some, in very, very specific ways, diverge a lot. But despite those differences, we're all Hindus. So we can stand together as a united group and be strong and fight problems that come up in the various countries of the world that Hindus are facing. All the Hindus, like in Malaysia, for example, we work with the Malaysia Hindu Sangham. And they go on that basis of all the Hindus in the country uniting and standing up against problems. For example, there's a Christian fundamentalist conversion problem that they're working with now. And Hindu solidarity, unity and diversity, is a good concept which allows Hindus to band together, set aside their differences, and work for the common good of all Hindus. So that was all the time we had. Otherwise, we would create more Mahavakyam. We had two or three or four more to go, but we knew we couldn't finish on time. We're trying to finish at 7:15. So that's our opening talk on Mahasamadhi and Mahavakyam. Om Namah Shivaya.